Brand new release on Blind Pig Records. The disc is called The Original Honey Dripper. Music recorded live back in 1977. You're listening to The Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. We are member-supported public radio. Listeners like you keep us on the air with annual contributions. Those of you who do, we'd like to thank you for that support. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. It is presently 11 a.m.
Support for KRVS comes from Sync Productions, a full-service video production company, voice, and animation house located in Lafayette, Louisiana. Sync offers high-definition video, professional voice, and custom animation services for clients worldwide. They can be reached directly at syncproductions.tv. That's syncproductions.tv.
Just a small deposit down. Oh, I want you to put me in your layaway plan, yeah, with just a small deposit down. Well, you know, whenever you call my number, baby, little girl, I won't be high. You be sure you understand. Yeah, you know, when you put up your deposit down, you be sure you understand. Well, you know, I know you can't overlook me, baby, 'cause I'll be laying there in your budget plan.
From October of 1964, that was a Muddy Waters band with a number called Put Me in Your Layaway, Muddy, bringing us into the third hour, 4 hours of blues for you here on a Friday on KRVS. Coming up at 1 o'clock, do stay tuned for American Roots with host Nick Spitzer, and that is followed by Freetown Radio at 3 p.m. with host Roger Cash. Well, that last tune featured Muddy, of course, on slide guitar and vocals, also Otis Band on piano, and James Cotton on blues harp. Cotton had joined the Muddy Waters band back in 1955. He had found his way to Chicago from Memphis, Tennessee, and he is still recording. His latest disc came out this year, and it's called Cottonmouth Man. He doesn't do much in the way of vocals because he had a problem with throat cancer back in the 90s, but a little vocals on this disc. Most of the vocals are done by Daryl Newlish, who is part of his band. Also on this next track, Chuck Leavell on keyboards, Rob McNally on guitar. Here's James Cotton and Company doing a number called Blues Is Good For You.
told me playing the blues is good for you. Yeah, the doctor Don told me playing the blues is good for you. He said, keep on blowing strong. Don't matter what else you do. A deep breath and get your lips just right. Fill up them lungs so you can blow all night. The doctor done told me playing the blues is good for you. He said just keep on blowing till you are 100. Some folks walk on a treadmill, they ain't going nowhere. Some like to swim and always take the stairs. A little meat on the bone and I'm a happy, healthy man. Cause the music keeps me young, making everybody dance. The doctor told me, playing the blues is good for you. See, red beans and rice and good old collard greens, pickled eggs and pig's feet, cornbread and bacon grease, some black-eyed peas and hog meat. The doctor told me playing the blues is good for you.
Tell you what it's all about. People's I've been mistreated. Well, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I worked 5 long years for that woman. Lord, said enough to put me out. Well, I got a job in the steel mill. I was trucking steel like a slave for 5 long years, baby. You know I brought you all my pay. Wake 5 long, yeah. Yeah, just enough to put me out. Well, now you take me back, baby. Well, you're gonna know what it's all about. Time ago, next woman that I married, she got to work and bring me some gold. Lord, I worked 5 long years for the woman. Well, she had enough to put me out. Yes, every time I see that woman, whoa, Lord, she jumps and shouts. Steel mill at all.
Otis Band on piano and vocals, recorded live with the Muddy Waters Band back in 1966. Steel Mill Blues. And that back then Otis was playing, of course, with the Muddy Waters Band. He had started with them back in 1963, would leave in 1969. Before we heard Otis Band, we heard another veteran of the Muddy Waters Band, James Cotton. We heard Cotton, though, from his brand-new release, Cottonmouth Man. Well, it's a few months old now, but it's a relatively new release. And I guess one of the last members of the Muddy Waters Band to still be recording, at least the guys that played in the 1950s with Muddy. James Cotton on blues harp and Daryl Newlish on vocals on a track from the disc Cottonmouth Man, a number called Blues Is Good For You. Daryl Newlish, of course, was one of the founding members of Anson Funderburg's band, Anson Funderburg and the Rockets. They formed that band in Dallas back in 1978. And Newlish was originally from Dallas. When he left the band, he moved to Boston. And he's worked with a lot of people over the years, obviously, most recently with James Cotton. Here's Daryl Newlish from September of 2003, recorded live at the Boston Blues Festival, doing a tune called Worried. ¶¶
wondering in the night. I really get worried when things start going wrong. I'm worried, and I stay worried all the time. Now I won't let myself be happy. Too much worry on my mind. Well, I'm worried about my future, and I'm worried about my past. I'm worried about how long this worry gonna last. I'm worried, but I stay worried all the time. How can I be happy with all this worry on my mind?
Even hear he's living with a sales girl in Memphis, Tennessee. He'll leave her crying in a driveway just like he left me. One morning, just listening to the wind, I knew I would never see his face again. Time has brought me a lesson. Make a fool of you.
Geneva Magnus from her disc Do I Move You that came out back in 2006. Colin Linden produced the disc and was one of the guitar players we heard on that track. Before we heard Geneva Magnus, we heard Daryl Newlish from September 2003 at the Boston Blues Festival. Daryl Newlish doing a number called Worried. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to Sue Foley. We're going to go back to 2002 and listen to Sue from the disc Where the Action Is. Here's her cover of an old traditional blues tune, the likes of which were done by Tommy Johnson in the late 1920s and also by Matty Delaney, a number called Down the Big Road Blues. Sue Foley here on KRVS with Down a Big Road Blues.
Support for KRVS and the concert calendar comes from Show and Tell Productions, offering concert sound, lighting, and audiovisual production services and installation. Contact information is available at showandtellpro.com.
And time now to take a look at the concert calendar. This evening for Downtown Alive at Parque Internacional, there'll be a band swap with members of the Patty Fiasco and also Foo Foley. And this evening in Opelousas for the concert series Music and Market, Chubby Carrier and the Bayou Swamp Band will be performing. Back here in Lafayette, Driving Sideways appears at Antlers. Big Deal Burlesque at Artmosphere. Marcia Ball will be playing in Crowley at the Grand, Opera House of the South. And Eric Lindell is at Blue Moon Saloon tonight. Walter Jr. at E. Monelli. Al Berard plays McGee's Landing this evening. Lerone Rubin will be at Charlie G's tonight and tomorrow. Also this evening, Major Handy at Blue Dog Cafe, Jambalaya at Randall's, Arroyo Brothers at Route 92 in Youngsville, Kurt Boudreaux tonight and tomorrow night at Tokyo Sushi Live, and the Dan DeSandro Trio this evening at the Poor Bar and Winery in River Ranch. Tomorrow morning, Joe Hall and Louisiana Cane Cutters will play for a Zydeco breakfast at the Café des Amis in Bro Bridge. Tomorrow afternoon, there's a Cajun Jam at Vermilionville here in Lafayette. Tomorrow evening, Hugh and the Wrecking Crew play the Agave Mexican Grill and Cantina. Also tomorrow night, the Specklers as well as Brother Deej will be at Artmosphere. Scott Allen Stagg will be at Bisbano's tomorrow night, the Patty Fiasco and Foo Foley at Blue Moon Saloon. Kylie Fry will be at Blue Dog Cafe also tomorrow night. There's a Hank Williams Sr. birthday tribute at the Liberty Theater in Eunice featuring Terry Huval, Hugh Harris, Finn Bruce, and also D.L. Saunier. And, D.L. Menard. Will be broadcast live here on KRVS tomorrow evening. Donnie Broussard plays La Poussière tomorrow night in Bro Bridge, and the Certain Satellites, Self-Aware Wolf, and the Ron Jeremies play Wild Salmon Saturday. Sunday, Jason Harrington will be at the Blue Dog Cafe for a brunch. Also Sunday, Les Frères Michaud will be at Café des Amis in Bro Bridge. Might mention there, Les Frères Michaud is also kicking off the fall season of Bach Lunch, which starts a week from today, next Friday, in downtown Lafayette. And back to Sunday, Sweet Crude, as well as the Via Tones, will be at Blue Moon Saloon. Zydeco Ray will be at Randall's Sunday, Gino Della Fosse at Whiskey River, the Delta Drifters at Artmosphere, Lee Benoit and the Bayou Stompers at Vermilionville Sunday afternoon. Monday is the night for a bluegrass jam at Cité des Arts in downtown Lafayette. Tuesday is Songwriters Night at Artmosphere, Jazz Night at Bisbano's. Just about every Wednesday night, there's a Cajun jam at Blue Moon Saloon, and David Ian plays Charlie G's on Thursday evenings. And we mentioned Bach Lunch starting next Friday. Next Saturday will be the 2013 Latin Music Festival held at Parque Internacional in downtown Lafayette from noon until 10 p.m. And then, of course, the following week, Festival Internacional, Festival Acadiana Creole at Girard Park. That's October 11th through 13th. And we mentioned Eric Lindell will be in town tonight playing at Blue Moon Saloon. Here is Eric from his two-disc set, actually, West County Drifter.
Streets at night with you on my mind. I can't see nothing, baby. Got me running round and crying. Stop crying. Ooh, stop crying. All of the places that you used to go,
told me, Charlie, she don't come around here anymore. Stop crying. Oh, stop crying. The blues, you're the healer.
John Lee Hooker with special guest Carlos Santana on guitar, the title track to his 1989 release, The Healer. John Lee Hooker, up to that point in time, for some years had been just sort of recycling a lot of his prior material. He did a little of that on this disc, but this one made a big difference. He had one Grammy Award-winning tune on here, his remake of I'm in the Mood. And anyway, it just opened up John Lee Hooker to a whole lot more audiences, in the way of audiences. John Lee Hooker. He was preceded by Eric Lindell. We heard Lindell do a number called That's Why I'm Crying from his two-disc set, West County Drifter. Again, Eric will be in town tonight playing at the Blue Moon Saloon. We're going to venture back next year on KRVS to 1996 and some recordings done at Dockside Studio in Maurice, Louisiana for Melvin Taylor's disc, Dirty Pool. Here's Taylor with a cover of one of a few Lieber and Stoller tunes, compositions in blues that have had long lives and must have brought Lieber and Stoller a lot of royalties over the years. Melvin Taylor with his rendition of Kansas City.
I'm gonna catch
Support comes from Jolie's Louisiana Bistro at 507 Pinhook Road in Lafayette. Created in the tradition of the restaurants of New Orleans, Jolie's pays homage to Louisiana cuisine by serving both classic Creole dishes and eclectic Creole creations. Hours of operation and menu items can be found online at joliesLouisianaBistro.com.
It is 3 o'clock in the morning. Can't even close my eyes. Oh, 3 o'clock in the morning, baby. Can't even close my eyes. Well, I can't find my Lord, and I can't be satisfied. Lord, I've looked around me. Well, my baby can't be found. Bowling ground. That's where the men hang out at.
Gotta be B.B. King. B.B. King with a number that took him to the number one slot on the R&B charts back in February of 1952, a tune that had actually been recorded first by Lowell Fulson back in 1948, 3 o'clock blues, but boy, it soared with B.B. King behind it at the time, and it was that was a period where B.B. King started to have a number of really serious hits. He started, his career started taking off. B.B. King, 3 o'clock blues. BB was preceded here on KRVS by Melvin Taylor and the Slack Band from a disc called Dirty Pool. They did a rendition of the old Lieberstahler tune, Kansas City. Next year on KRVS, back in the mid-1940s, B.B. King stayed for a while with his cousin in Memphis. His cousin was definitely a veteran blues guitarist. His cousin was Booker White. From 1940, here is Booker White on guitar and vocals with Pine Bluff, Arkansas.
Ooh, well, I got a little mama in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. She was the sweetest little woman that your men most ever saw. Gonna get up in the morning, baby, with the rising sun. around. Gonna be some walking dove. She said, "Daddy, Daddy, I don't stop, come on, hurry up." My baby says, "I'm tired, going to bed and moan." Well, she said, "Tired of going to bed and moan." Had no loving daddy, daddy, since that you've been gone. Oh, she says, "I'm tired, daddy, sing a lonesome song." Well, she says, "I'm tired of singing a lonesome song." She says, "I even heard daddy. I ain't even hit his home." My baby said, "I'm tired. Daddy had my best friend grown." Well, she said, "I'm tired of hearing my best friend grown." She's out of class, you want me, daddy. You better hurry up.
My paycheck, she spent it real hard. She got to the place late. She treats me like a child. But listen, woman, that will never do. Well, if that's the way you're gonna treat me, you might as well say we're through. Well, I got to the place late. I can't tell her what to do. She shakes a finger in my face. I'm working just like you. Listen, woman, that will never do. Well, if that's the way you're gonna treat me, might as well say we're through. Whenever I go to work, she gets so upset, people. Whenever I go to church, but listen, baby, that will never do. Well, if that's the way you're gonna treat me, you might as well say we're through. Whoa!
Otis Rush, originally from Philadelphia, Mississippi, a Chicago blues artist by the mid to late 1950s. That was from 1994, Otis Rush's cover of the little Milton tune, That Will Never Do. Before we heard Otis Rush, we heard Book of White from 1940 doing a number called Pine Bluff, Arkansas. You're listening to the Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. We are member-supported public radio. Many of you out there are responsible for keeping us on the air with your annual contribution. We couldn't do that, couldn't be here without you, and we'd like to thank you for that support. Those of you who aren't members, we hope that you'll consider becoming members. You can sign up and contribute securely online at krvs.org. We're going to break for the news with NPR at 12:01. We'll be back at 12:06 with another hour of blues for you. We're going to go back to 1941 and listen to two of the great boogie-woogie pianists of that era, Pete Johnson and Albert Ammons. They're going to take us up to news time by walking the boogie.